Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research and commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. It's the 18th of July, 2018, and here's what's happening. I am at Network Field Day in Silicon Valley, and yesterday I received a two-hour briefing led by IP and Fusion. Now, most briefings are coming from a point of view of giving you one company, and they talk a little bit about their corporate history and then what their product is and then tell you a little bit about their product. What IP and Fusion did was came to us with a different story, and it's sort of a recognition of the fact that disaggregation is not just one company. When you disaggregate a product, you have ASICs, you have the chassis itself, you have the software that goes on, and you have the apps that go with it. So what IP and Fusion put together was a capability to talk about the ASIC. So we had a presentation from Broadcom exposing something about the breadth of their portfolio, which I thought was surprising because you don't often see Broadcom talking about their actual span. So yes, we know about the Trident 2, the Trident 3, you know about the latest Jerichos, but there's also a bunch of other trips like the Qumran MX and lots of Ethernet silicon up and down the range, which sort of made me realize just how much money there is going into network disaggregation, just how much momentum there is behind getting your ASIC in front of the customers because you can change the way people see it. So instead of seeing the switch as a black box, the value of a white box is that the chip makers can be out there reaching customers and telling them their story. So that was the first one. Broadcom showed me more stuff. The variety of ASICs had me a little bit bewildering. I didn't realize that the Trident 3 had 5 packaging offerings, which was an interesting thing. They talked about the Jericho 2 having, I think, nearly 12 different options, a bit like an Intel CPU has all the different, to me anyway, that idea that the Intel CPU had so many different options. Jericho 2 here does many different options. And in particular, you can get versions of the chip that interface out to high-speed memory to increase the TCAM tables. Very important for people who are building high-speed chassis-based routers to get a chipset because you can only put so much TCAM on the actual ASIC die. We've seen Juniper in particular do this with some of their products, the QFXs and their PXs, I think, using this particular feature to get very high TCAM counts through the ability to interface to high-speed access RAM. The realization that the features of the ASIC have to be captured in the network operating system. So just because Broadcom makes a feature doesn't mean that the NOS necessarily supports it. We also had a presentation from EdgeCore. EdgeCore is a wholly owned subsidiary of Acton. EdgeCore is quite well known for producing a diverse range of networking equipment that is built for network disaggregation. And they're a well-known manufacturer for many people. So Acton has been a manufacturer of electronics equipment for decades. They do have their own retail brand, which they sell directly to market. But EdgeCore is the company that's doing open compute and disaggregated white box solutions. Now, in particular, they came and brought to the table what's happening in an optical solution. Those of you who've been following Packet Pushers will know I talked about the telecom infrastructure project a fair bit, and the telecom infrastructure project has been focusing on building out a range of tools for telcos, and EdgeCore brought their optical networking technology to the thing. So a company called Acacia has built an optical transponder. It's a 1.6 terabit per second unit. I think it supports about 8 interfaces, could be wrong. And then welded it together with a Broadcom ASIC. So now you have a standard white box which has a whole bunch of optical interfaces, and then you have a Broadcom ASIC to give you Ethernet. This box is out there. It was talked about subsequently by a bunch of other people. We had a presentation from NTT Electronics who were talking about how the transponder and the ROTOMs are working together and how they can do different pieces of technology. So if you want to know more about that, I highly recommend you get over to the YouTube channel for Tech Field Day and do a search up on IP and Fusion for Network Field Day 18, and you can get more insight into that. Now, just to explain why that's important, let's talk. The big thing for this white box is data center interconnect. You could connect 2 data centers together at L2 effectively, you know, route if you want, switch when you need to, for up to 1.2 terabits per second. So those 2 boxes with the appropriate ROTOMs installed, you connect them over a dark fiber up to typically, say, 80 kilometers. It depends on the performance of your fiber optic cable. 1.6 terabits per second is your maximum capacity. Think about how that changes your data center interconnect design if you don't have to worry about the maximum speed between the two. So that was very interesting to me. Finally, IP and Fusion talked a bunch about what they're doing. IP and Fusion, of course, is a network operating system manufacturer. They've been actually doing this for a couple of decades now. And if you've never heard of them before, they've actually been selling the software to other vendors. So many of the other networking vendors, the brand names that you know and love, would turn to IP and Fusion for an MPLS stack or an SNMP stack or a control plane stack. And then combine it into their software, and then they would do a bit of small rebranding, and that was how many vendors went forward. And what the pitch that they were talking here, and they gave us a customer study, the London Internet Exchange has recently switched over to running edge core switches with the IP Infusion system on top. They're using BGP EVPN to replace the layer 2 peering that most internet exchanges have, and they're talking about how it works and stuff like that. They're using OSPF and a whole bunch of stuff. Anyway, watch the presentation there about how that London Internet Exchange, and you can get a bit more insight into that. We had some questions around some of the decisions, but I suspect that Lynx is doing things for their own reasons. In summary, IP Infusion, disaggregated network operating system that's got a couple of decades of maturity, pretty big organization behind it, tightly partnered with Broadcom. So Broadcom came along and spoke. EdgeCore came along and talked about how they're making white boxes and partnering with IP Infusion. And ultimately, there's a big market in data center owners who need large amounts of data between data centers, and there's a white box solution for that. It's not always just about Ethernet. Sometimes it's about telcos and optical. This has been Greg Farrow for the Packet Pushers. If you like this, get on over to packetpushers.net, where you can get a lot more fine, free technical information. Thanks for listening.